This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad. This is James. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. James? My name is Tyrone. Giving a call from XPO. I have an FMS number I need assistance with.
Sure. What's the number?
Alrighty. It is 777-677-01.
Okay. Give me a minute here.
No problem.
How's your day been so far?
It's going good. I can't complain too much.
Well, that's good.
What about you?
Oh, not too bad. I got another hour and a half of this ride, and then I'm done, and then I'm on vacation for a week, so,
ooh,
you know.
Lucky you.
If I can make it through the next hour and a half without
yes.
any major calamities, I am solid, which
yes.
shouldn't happen because I'm too new to fail.
Right.
Let's see what we got here. And can you confirm the name and address of the customer for me?
Okay, this is for a, I'm going to just spell it out. It's F-E-L-I-C-I-A-N-O, last name A-R-M-E-N-T-A. The address is 918 Elzella Court, which is in Texas, 76028.
Okay. Phone number is 817-647-5222.
Yes, sir.
All right, give me a minute here. Add order. What can I do for you today?
All righty. So the tech called and advised me that the customer needs some additional work. The customer needs some cuts done in order to install the oven and also the countertop. The customer needs three countertop cuts, which will be $133 each. Also, he need two sidewall cuts, which would be $83.33 each. So the total for all is $525.16. And they wasn't willing to pay. They said they didn't know they needed any additional charges, anything like that.
Of course not. So the wall oven that they bought doesn't fit the space they already have.
Right.
Okay. Has the gentleman already done the work?
Not yet. They're waiting on us. They called to see if they can get approved to do it. He said he's able to do everything. I just got all the costs and everything notated right now, so I just had to call you guys first before he. He said he is able to do the installation and the cuts.
Okay. Well, that would be a third of what the unit costs. What other stuff do they have on here? So it'd be a third of what the unit costs. And sorry, I'm doing this in my head.
Oh, you're fine.
Third of what the unit cost and a quarter of what they paid for the total order. They do have total tech support. I can make a note that you guys could do the work, but the problem is I don't think that I'm on the level to clear that you'd actually get paid for it. And that's my only concern. I could tell you sure, you know, because I'd rather do it than get it returned, you know, but the problem is that I don't know if I, you know, that's like $500 of labor. Now, they do have total tech, so... And Total Tech does get rid of certain labor jobs. So I'm kind of on the fence here. Like, I can put it in that you could do, you know, that you guys are available, that the customer has Total Tech support. and it might be covered, but I couldn't 100% tell you. And I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody on our end that could actually like say, yeah, go ahead and do $600 worth of work. So I'm going to tell you no, and that the customer is going to have to either pay you guys or do the work because there's or buy a different oven.
Okay, would you like try to reach out to the customer and see if they'll take care of, like, one of the cuts, at least the cabinet cuts, and then y'all take care of the sidewall cuts or vice versa to see what the customer is saying?
I don't think I can take care of any of that. That's the problem is, like, that's not under what we do.
Right.
So, like, I can reach out to the customer, but it's going to be a no. That kind of work, we're just going to have to deny the install, and they're going to have to pick another unit, or they're going to have to pay your guy. You're going to have to pay your guy or pay someone else, which probably would be the same amount. You know, we want to do it right. We need to pick another size of a, and I do, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
So I can't really, I can give you a breeze code that we had a conversation, but I can't really, cannot authorize. I'm just writing the notes down so that way then you guys don't have any trouble. All right. So what'd you say total amount would be?
The overall total amount would be $525.16. So for the all total of five cuts, two sidewall cuts and three countertop cuts.
Additional labor. Yeah. Customer may need to pick another size of oven. Or.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish notating while we're both on the phone. And then once I get done notating, I just advise them that the cost is too much and then that we'll see what the customer will do from there. But I will get that breeze code.
I mean, because there's nothing I can – there's
right.
nothing I can – yeah, okay. So you notate while I notate. And
right,
because
I kind of figured
it
out already. I just had to at least call, you know.
Yeah, oh, no, you did well. I mean, I just don't have a better answer than sorry. It's just been that kind of day.
No, I understand. You're fine.
I just can't see where I can expenditure that.
All right,
okay.
We'll give you one more while I notate and you notate, okay?
Sure.
All right.
No problem. The customer's pretty well. They can call me up fine, but I'm not going to be able to authorize that. I don't know. Come on, James, just die. Oh, I can just get my freaking nose to clear. All right, so I got that. I didn't think I was on. Okay.
All righty. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm ready for that breeze code.
Sure. Yep, I got you on that one. It is, and sorry for the negative news, but
you're good. See, look, we do this all day. We know.
Okay. Well, I mean, and I wish I had a better answer, but I just can't authorize that. 286-279-302. I wonder if the customer is going to still do it.
Right. I already kind of knew anyway when the tech told me the total and how much per cut. I said, yeah, they're not going to do this. I said it instantly. I was like, that's too much.
If it was like $200 or something like that, I could instantly approve that. But when it's when it's that much, I can't. Yeah.
Right. I knew it was too much because then they only had like two items. So I was just like, you know, I still have to give it a try and notate it. So.
Oh, no, you tried. I give you credit. 286-279-302.
All righty, 286-279-302, correct?
All right, yep.
All righty, well, thank you so much, Mr. James. It was a pleasure speaking with you here at XPO. You have a wonderful night and be safe, okay?
Thank you, and you have a good day, too. Thanks. Right, bye.
Bye-bye.